So first of all, I mean, Australia was very late to vote on marriage equality, but mm-hmm. it did happen 3 years ago. What sparked the need for this report now?
Yeah, so look, I guess the first thing is that this report has been in the making for quite a while, which is really exciting because we've been able to build a really amazing project. So this report really came out of pretty much immediately after the results of the marriage equality survey. So although we had the overall result of that postal vote was yes, there were 17 electorates in Australia that actually returned a majority no. And of those 17, 12 were located in Greater Western Sydney.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's pretty significant. And so I guess following those results, the New South Wales LGBTIQ Domestic and Family Violence Interagency and ACON were really concerned about the well-being of sexuality and gender diverse people in Greater Western Sydney, and particularly in light of relationships to family, because the work that the interagency does is sort of that domestic and family violence space. So from there, I guess that's really where the project came from, just out of that concern for well-being and wanting to understand more about what it was like on the ground for people. And this report particularly looked at the experiences of community members who are also culturally and linguistically diverse as well.
Mm. And so obviously this isn't the story of every single person yeah. in those communities, but what trends did you find in those reports? Sorry, in that report.
You're absolutely right. You know, we certainly, the way we think of this study is as a really important initial scoping of what things might have been like, and starting to highlight those individual stories of our participants, because there absolutely isn't just one story of what it's like to be sexuality and gender diverse and culturally and linguistically diverse. So we really wanted to, I guess, support positive change and help to break down some of the stereotypes and assumptions that are there. So there were actually some really mixed results. So of the people who had disclosed their identity to their families, for about 50% of people, it had negatively affected their relationship to family.
50%?
But for 30%, their relationship with family actually improved as a result of sharing their sexuality identity and their gender identity. So, you know, for some people who shared their stories, their families were an amazing source of support, and that's including during the vote process. But for other people, they'd also been met with negative reactions and silence. And another really key theme was that many of our participants felt there was a disconnection between their cultural identity and their sexuality and gender. And sometimes there was a feeling like they had to choose between living in the inner city and having access to support services and community, or remaining in Western Sydney and be connected to their family and culture.
And so, I mean, that is, it's an awful kind of story to hear, right? That they feel like they have to pick between one or the other. Mm. But I mean, where do we go from here? I mean, what are you hoping that this report can spark?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that this report can spark progress that I really would say is already underway. I think what it really highlights is that there is a need to build more supportive families and communities, but this work is being done, and it's coming from Western Sydney as well. So we make some recommendations in the report that are around a few different things, like legal reform, including, you know, making conversion therapy illegal, but also recommendations for support services, for wider community, and for the sexuality and gender diverse community. So we're really saying, look, we all need to, there's something we can all do, and we all need to take action on a number of fronts to see change. So we're seeing that with amazing community groups that are running, you know, awesome events and support groups out in Western Sydney. We're seeing that with the many services that, you know, engage with the Domestic and Family Violence Interagency, come to the launch of this report, you know, are part of inclusion networks in their own areas. So I think we're seeing that change and that knowledge that we need to listen to these stories and that we need to, I guess, step up and be part of this active process.
Absolutely. Eloise, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me on the show this morning.
No worries. And look, I just want to say, if you did want to read more, check out sayitoutloud.org.au/homeis.